You're listening to Dark City Radio Live. Tune in at www.darkcityradio.com. You can find us by searching Dark City Radio on Facebook or Twitter.
Well, welcome, Dark City Show. Lines are open as usual. Phone plus 44 161 298 0298. You can put that in Skype, and that's worldwide. If you're in the UK using a landline, then you need 0161 298 0298, or you can Skype Bob's Backyard. I think there's only one Bob's Backyard at the moment, but hey, these things do tend to get a bit out of hand sometimes, don't they? So yeah, make sure you, when you do put in Bob's Backyard, it's the one that comes up, Dark City Radio. So it should say Bob's Backyard, space, Dark City Radio. It's definitely only one of those at the moment. So get on the lines, don't be shy, get in, join the crew. We're joined tonight by Sarah from the I Am show on Tuesday. Similar show, but she's running out there on her own with a guest now, and that's it's pretty good stuff. We got Robo Hippie sat in the background typing, no doubt, or transferring something from one point on the other. Dawn, Dawn of the Dark City. Chris Sparky, who is responsible for numerous of our jingles we're actually playing. But we're not going to mention that because he doesn't like anyone to... I'll try it again. And last but not least, there, right at the end of my panel, is Prajna and Callie. And I do believe Callie's got something to share with us right out of trap number one. Callie.
I have, Paul, Bob. I've got a bit of a bee in my bonnet at the moment, if you pardon the pun, given that we were just talking about bees. But first of all, I'd just like to say that Fox is also in on the crew tonight as well. I'm sure I just saw his name there. So hello, Fox, and everybody else. Right then, here's the thing. Where myself and Prajna are currently living, we're on the edge of an industrial estate, which actually backs on to the Wirral Country Park. Now, the place is a dump. It's been used for all kinds of fly tipping for donkeys years. And the encroachment of industrial humankind, if you like, on natural resources, on this beautiful land around us. It's an absolute disgrace. It's diabolical, and it's shameful. Now, the fact is, we on the Dark City radio and the people that I've been mixing with for the past several years now, we claim to be sort of enlightened, and we're looking to bring about the changes. We say that, you know, I am the change, Prajna is the change, Bob is the change, all of us, we are the change. Individually, I am. Right, so the thing is, we've got this shithole of a planet that has been totally abused by mankind for the past couple of hundred years over the course of the Industrial Revolution. And it is scarred and it is battered, and there are illegal tips and there is dumping that goes on everywhere. And nature is at the moment really, it needs a hand. Actually, I know nature will win through no matter what. We can wipe the human race off the face of the planet, and there would still be life on the planet. But as things stand right now, we are here and we have a responsibility. Wherever we notice the damage that has been done and that continues to be done in the name of industry and whatever excuses we want to give it, I don't care. Surely we have a responsibility and a duty to start cleaning this mess up. And that means, for me, that means taking individual and personal responsibility, getting out there and actually moving this shit off the land. Now, currently, myself and Prajna find ourselves in this particular situation. the industrial estate that we're on right now, the lease for it is not being renewed, and this place, brownfield, I think you'd call it, is being sold to developers, probably to build another Asda or Tesco or some such thing. And it just occurred to me yesterday, I mean, we can move off here in 8 weeks when the very good friend who's allowed us to stay on here under his lease over the last couple of months also has to clear off. But I'm thinking, I'm looking around and I'm thinking this job needs doing. And it needs doing by people like us, people that see what needs to be done. We're the ones that need to get out there and do it. And sitting back and talking a good fight and being a good keyboard warrior is all well and good. But there comes a point where we have to actually put our words into action and put our motivations into action. And I'm really hoping that myself and Prajna will stay here and actually begin this enormous task of reclaiming the Wirral Country Park, as it's so called, for nature, for all of nature, including humans. There's no reason why food couldn't be produced here. There's no reason why the pollinators should be missing from this place, but they are. And it's because the place has just been treated like a dump. I'm quite sure that if we did a land registry search, we'd find out that a lot of this so-called industrial estate has actually encroached onto what is common land, what is the Wirral Country Park. I think that where we see this destruction, then we actually have a duty in real time to get stuck in and undo it, just because we're the ones that notice it, just because we are the ones that are living in awareness. There might be a big court battle over who owns the land, but I'm certainly up for that, because I know those pieces of paper which allegedly transfer ownership of land, of nature, into private hands, those pieces of paper are not the land. They do not represent the land. They have no bearing on the land whatsoever. So I'm quite sure that we can easily demonstrate that in any court anywhere in the world. And it's time, it really is time for us to make the changes. Not to wait for somebody else to make the changes, not to petition the government to please allow us to make the changes, but just to get out there and do it ourselves. That is the crux of it. Waiting for other people to come along and do the things that I see need to be done, well, that's the cop-out on my part if I were to do that. Waiting for permission from the courts or the authorities or the government or whatever, that's a cop-out. When I see what needs to be done, it's a cop-out to wait. It's a cop-out to beg permission. I am sentient and I am aware and I see what needs to be done. And I know I'm having to persuade Prajna a little bit on this one, because he thinks that there are better places for us that we might be. And we've got so many options. There are so many places we could go and are invited and welcome and wanted. But I think that we're here now, and all of this devastation is around us. And yet we see how beautiful it is, you know, when we look beyond the fly tipping and the piles of bricks and rubble and whatnot. I think just because we are here, then we have a responsibility to do something about what has been allowed to take place here and to undo some of that damage. And really, that's about my rant for the moment. And we've got a few. We've got Crystal Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Hello, love. She's got something she wants to add to the conversation.
Hello, Kelly. Yeah, it's funny that you bring this up because I've often thought about this myself. Like, I'll be walking along a beautiful beach somewhere, anywhere around the world or even in England, and it'll just be covered in plastic and covered in rubbish. And I know full well what damage this can do to all the marine life, to all the dolphins, the seals, the turtles, the birds, the fish. Once this plastic gets into the ecosystem, it causes devastation, really, because... Well, it just kills animals, really, and all the nets, the fishing lines, and all that. So there's been so many times I've gone onto the beach and picked up all the rubbish and then taken it away, and it's taken me hours. And I've often thought, you know, who's responsible for this then? Is it the right? I can't leave it there. If I see it, then I feel as if I have to pick it up because I know I'm fully aware of the damage it causes. So if I leave it there and walk away from it, am I as bad as the person who's dropped it? That's what I always think to myself. And so I always make an effort. And also the land near me where I'm living at the moment, wherever there's a bit of a wasteland, there seems to be so much like broken bottles, thrown rubbish. My dog's cut his paws twice recently on them broken glass thrown on them waste tips. I think it's to do with the wheelie bins. I'm not really sure, but I think what happens in the waste bit near me is that people can't fit all their rubbish into the wheelie bins, and so then what they end up doing it is then going to throw it somewhere else where they can get away with it, like a bit of waste ground. And that's what a lot of the rubbish looks like to me. It's domestic bottles, plastic bottles, you know, just domestic rubbish in a lot of the waste grounds near me in my residential area. And I think you're 100% right. We do need to all sort of like start taking responsibility for our environment, and because otherwise it's just going to not get done, is it? So I really do think that was a good point, Kelly.
Cool, exactly, Sarah. And it is up to those of us that live in awareness to actually take responsibility. So many people are fast asleep out there and don't even actually see it. And when they do, don't quite understand what they're seeing. But we do. We do see it. And we can interpret it. We know exactly why this matters, why we need to take responsibility and clean up after ourselves, or after past generations, or whatever, it doesn't matter. We take collective responsibility anyway. And thank you, Sarah. I knew at least someone on the crew would know exactly what I was banging on about. Cool.
I know what you're banging on about. my only consideration is that I know that developers are as big a criminals as the government. And if you want to be up against anyone, I think developers are the last. Well, as we saw at Autolift, you know, a lot of that action against us wasn't from council and wasn't from police and wasn't from other people, but was directly from Autolift themselves. Certainly that car that screeched up and started throwing eggs and so on, you know, that was done to try and intimidate us. And I think that if you sit on a patch where developers are, they don't always go off nicely to the courts and all that kind of thing. And we could be taking on a real struggle just to do something for nature.
Well, I mean, it depends how we go about it. If we're confrontational, then yeah, sure. And of course, we'll get some backlash. But we're equal to that, baby. Me and you. I think we've proven that anyway already. But yeah, if we go about it in a non-confrontational manner and just set about actually getting all this rubbish sorted out into various piles to be recycled in whatever way and reused in whatever way, and invite people, including developers, who come along to actually get involved and talk to them about why we're doing this, about why it matters as well. I mean, as you always say, babe, they are us, we are them. It's only a consciousness shift, an awareness shift that makes that transformation. And we have our Paul Bob waiting to come in. Hello, Paul Bob.
Hello. yeah, I'm right with you. I really am. You know, in all honesty, from my experience, I don't know if it'll do any good. I really don't. You might put in a lot of time, a lot of effort. It'll probably be thankless. And at the end of it, the developers and the people you need to get behind you probably won't. However, in saying that, I couldn't live with myself if I didn't. Really isn't got anything to do with anyone else, the way I see it. It's actually, again, putting our energies into something that has got a viable solution. And that can be difficult to see when you've got emotional connection to things. You know, when you've invested your time, you've invested your energy, you know it's right. You know it. You know, people don't have to tell you. You know. So, yeah, should you or shouldn't you? Personal. Really is. But you see, you're in a position, I reckon, Callie, where you have got a chance to choose. You've actually got a chance. You have took a bit of time out just to take them few deep breaths and sit back for those moments it really takes to let your mind be free. To let it be free. It's all right of saying, let's change. But your mind's got to be free to change. For the most of the time, it's confused with this and that and the other, you know, friends, family, situations, jobs, political, social, religious problems. Oh, it just mounts up so much. And for the majority, you know, you think, oh, well, I can deal with all that. It's background, it's there, it's ticking away. So, yeah, you're fortunate. I'm fortunate. Many of us are. But we forget. We soon forget. That not everyone has took that bit of time. You know, if they had, I don't think you'd be... I don't think it is a rant. I don't think that word should be used. It seems to be used like the word thrifty. Thrifty used to be a real good thing. It meant you were clever and sensible and, you know? A rant now seems to be when an individual is capable of putting more than one sentence together in some form of cohesion. Cohesion? See, I don't know all them big words. So I suppose when I do it, because I'm not the most intelligent, I haven't got all them bits of paper and stuff, I've got a few, you know, but because of my upbringing and my background and my qualifications, then it's a rant. Ignorant peasants have rants. Educated people, they have seminars. Been to a couple of them. They don't really like me. I ask all good questions. So, yeah, I'm with you, Callie. I'm with you. I'm right with you. Because, you know, at the end of it, you'll be sat there. I don't know if you've got kids and stuff like that, but whatever, you know, you'll be sat there, a little old dear. And the kids will be there and they'll say, oh, hello, and you go, hello, how are you doing? Yeah. And they'll say, oh, well, what happened to you in 2012, 2013? You know? You'll not be telling them you decorated your kitchen. You'll not be telling them you got a new carpet. Or granddad put a shed up. You'll be telling them about the time you stood up against. Hey, all of them. Just two of you. Yeah, you had some support. That's right, you did. I'm not taking that away from that support. I mean, you probably couldn't have done it without it. So that'll be your story. And other people will be telling that story. It'll be real. I'm just going to throw some at the hippies that are asleep on me set. Sleep. Wake up. Stop farting and grunting. I'm live on air. Oh, God, you know, see, you just got to kind of work through it, haven't you? Country parks. Commercial areas. Intellectually stolen land. All fronts. All fronts. Again, it's time to put back and put down our problems and our issues. Really is. Keep communicating, keep talking to one of us, but make your stands. Make your stands. I'm going to make one for honey and eggs. I reckon. I think honey and eggs are getting a bad rap. Pradsner, please, man, take it off me before I dig a rabbit hole and dive down it.
I don't really want to, you know, Paul, because the terrible thing is I think you've all talked me into this madcap fucking idea.
Yes.
And the reason is, the reason I was a bit pessimistic was, again, you know, I was thinking about developers and all the crap that we came up against it at Camp Autolift. But, you know, the whole point was never to win. The whole point was never to get our house back. We told them they could fuck off with it, you know, if they were going to try and get us to register it with the DVLA and so on. And it's the same with this. The idea is not necessarily to win. The idea is to show people, what's important, and to stand up whatever the opposition is and say, no, look, this is right. And then you get what we had at Autolift. A whole lot of people come along and start to give you a hand and support. And what came out of that is a great community that we're still part of. We had all these visitors yesterday. We have visitors all the time. The very fact that we're right where we are at the moment is through people that we met at Camp Autolift. And yeah. The problem is everybody sets out with these schemes of I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And and actually they end up getting caught up and whacked up in big egos and all kinds of things fall to pieces, and everybody ends up fighting everybody else because they're all out trying to do something rather than trying to do what's right in this moment. And you look out here and you see chunks of concrete and old bricks and all kinds of shit lying around, and if you walk through the rough grass and stuff, and you suddenly find bits of wire and old bottles and all kinds of stuff there, yes, we know it's the right thing to do. So instead of setting up a scheme to grab the land off the developers, we'll set up a scheme to turn it back to nature, and we'll get as far as we can possibly get in doing that. That seems...
You'd come round, babe. I knew you would. And that's exactly it. I mean, no far-reaching ambitious plans, just an intention to clean up this mess. That is all.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think of that, Paul?
I think that with all plans, you have to be prepared to drop your plan and do something completely different. I know that. It don't matter, you know... At this moment in time, I've got to agree with you. But always be prepared. Always be prepared to change. That's what I think. It's trust me on this. If any of you have found a technique where you can implement change, because it is, it's going on all around us. Well, if anybody comes up with like this, here you go. And I can just accept the change that I am in the moment, you know, without any more thought, or then let me know. Let me know. You see, it's all right. We've done that. We promote this. This is what we're on about. This is the crux of it. What is the true wealth? What is true worth? What is true movement? What is energy? We're asking questions. And to be honest, we're not really getting very many satisfactory answers. Well, we'll keep asking them questions until we get a satisfactory solution. That's what I reckon.
Bob?
Come on, Chris.
We're definitely getting through the wrong answers, though, aren't we, at a fair rate?
Oh, have you not noticed?
Started them on a regular basis.
Oh, Chris, well, I mean, I think you have noticed, but maybe others haven't. We're a worldwide organisation of amateurs dedicated. We're not a group, we're individuals. We're not anonymous, we're here, we're talking to you right now. So that kind of says we're not. Nonetheless, just like Anonymous, we are individuals that have agreed to work together on a common cause. Maybe this cause will fail, maybe it will not fail. Are we prepared to change and give it up and do something else? Well, I am. I am.
You've got to be prepared to every time you make plans. It's the only way to get change is to make a plan. Guarantee well, change then.
I reckon we sketch them, Chris. We sketch them plans out and we have a go. Some will work. Like you say, we're getting through the wrong answers. Do you know, solar panels, I was duped by solar panels. Oh, great, on thing, really great. Hang on a minute. What? They never produce enough energy in the lifetime as what they take to produce them. That's a bit of a fake, isn't it? So, you know, you will look at wind, and we're told all sorts of things about wind. It costs too... Hang on a minute. You're all talking about the price it costs for the manpower to actually service it and run them, and we all know now that that's because of the deflation of currency. But
the solar panels are so high to produce that the guys charge so much to build them per hour.
We all know that. Do you know that? That's the crazy thing, isn't it? You hear me? We all know. Who do I think I am? We all know that. Do we? Do we all know that the reason why everything's so expensive is not because it costs more to produce, but because the currency's been deflated? Do we all realise that channels like ourselves have got a much more harder work to do because we don't agree? We don't agree with doing the same. We are dedicated to doing something that's different.
Well, going back to the money thing, most people can't even say the word quantity. Quantitative. Quantitative.
Well, there you go. We must be most people. My God, we've become the majority. So, yeah, this is what it's about. It's about banging it around, knocking it out and having a go. You know, that's what it's about.
Yeah, 100th monkey. The answer will come soon enough.
Than later. Yeah, always sooner than later. The irony of it is we seem to have to wait until these old ideologies, these old ideas actually fade out and die before we can bring forth that change.
Yeah, it leaves a void ready for new thinking.
Hang on a minute, Chris. We've got to let Sarah in. She's the I am. Sarah. You weren't
well,
sent,
yeah.
Sarah, can I just ask you one question, right? You weren't sent by him who's known as Metatron, were you?
No.
Oh, that's all right then. I thought I'd seen you in the movie Dogma by Kevin Smith, one of my favourite films.
I'm not a movie star. What I was going to say is that I do that one of the solutions is for people, what I think is for people to just get up and start doing things. And the more people that do get up and do things, the more obviously you get done and the more ideas you have and the more people that will get things done. That's definitely one of the solutions. Even if sometimes you don't get anywhere, the next time you've learnt a lot from the first experience, you can get more places the next time. It's definitely... The solution I see is people to just get up and do things and join together and talk about their ideas and talk about what they're doing and talk about how things have gone right for them and how things have gone wrong for them. So to just learn from each other and just really network and look up other projects. If you're going to do this project, Callie, look up other people who have done similar projects and get in contact with them and communicate with them about what's worked and what hasn't worked. But, yeah, you've definitely got the right attitude and about not dividing it into them and us as well. I think that's always a good way, because if you're going to see somebody as them and us, you're instantly going to come against defence, because you're going to be viewing them in the wrong sort of way. So they're going to put their defences up. So, yeah.
Right, that's on, Sarah. Bit. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Spring's coming. It was good to see you up at the Ashton Allotment Action yesterday, Sarah. That was really cool to see you up there. That put a bit of a spring into it. That's about action, getting there and doing it. Yeah. Prajna? Cali? I don't know which one of you it is now. I'm all confused. I think it's Prajna.
I was just going to add to what Sarah said, and that is, it didn't do us any damn good to take 2 million people up to London to try and stop the Iraq war. But just imagine if they had 2 million individual little bits and pieces going along that they have to deal with all around the country. This would bring the whole thing to a halt, would it not? So just get out there and do it. Don't ask anyone's permission. Just go and start doing it. And when they try and stop you, then you tie them up in knots. And this is far more effective than any 2 million-man protests that we might have anywhere.
And definitely communicate and definitely put up what you're doing and let people know what you're doing, so other people who are doing similar things will then be able to follow your advice and give you advice. So communication's definitely got to be right up there, I reckon.
Yeah, I think you're quite right. Reaching out to people that have already endeavoured to do something along these lines or even slightly differently, you know, whatever. But, yeah, we've got a blog on our website, the Camp Auto Lift blog. I think we might just be adding the Camp Wirral Park blog to it as well. Because another thing about this place is me and Prajna have been living here for over 2 months now. So we've proven that you can live here. This place is livable, you know, if you don't mind roughing it a little bit, living in a little van or something. But, yeah, communication and action. When you see something needs doing, just get out and do it. Simple as that. And if you come against opposition, then you take that as it comes and one step at a time. And like everybody's been saying, you know, cut out the big ambitious plans and just do what needs to be done right in that moment there and then.
One of the things that's always depressed me is that I'd come up with an idea for something and everyone would always tell me it couldn't be done. And they always were saying the same thing, set realistic goals. But do you know, if you set realistic goals, you never get anywhere. If you set goals right up by the stars, of course you're not going to make it all the way out to the stars. You probably won't. But even if you make it halfway, you've gone 1,000% further than all those people saying set realistic goals. Sarah, pipe on in.
Yeah, I think the days are gone really for people to just sort of like push responsibility for everything else onto everyone else, because at the end of the day, this is all of our planet and we've let it get into this state. We all have. We've all got to take responsibility for the fact we've sat back really and let this planet get into the state that it has. And we need to all just stop sitting back and putting responsibility onto everyone else, because we are all responsible. We're all responsible for the state of the planet now. We're all responsible for the state of the planet that we pass on to our children and our children's children, and we have got to tell them, and we've got to face up to it ourselves now. All these animals that die, all these environments, all these plants that are going extinct, all this that's happening now needs to be sorted, and we all need to go out into our local environment and do whatever we can there. But
I said,
I was muted so you didn't hear me. Who was that? Chipping in?
Paul.
Go on, Paul.
Yeah, excuse me, I was just following the numbers. I didn't mean to talk over you. Yeah, Sarah, absolutely brilliant. I was just giving it a moment. That was kind of right on. Sister, get out there, girl. I want to go and get a banner. I really do. And it is. I'm big on direct action. Give them prior notice of intention. Tell them what you're going to do. Tell them what you're going to do. And why not? They don't believe you anyway. They think you're nuts. And tell them. Make sure they haven't got any objection. And go and do that stuff. Like I say, it's spring. Spring's coming now. We've planted some potatoes. We got a few people come up. Nothing really too big. You know, just a few people. 2 or 3 more each week now as the summer starts to approach and the weather gets better. Of course, it's harder getting out of your house when it's miserable and it's cold, and, you know. We've liberated a garage now. Well, we haven't really liberated it. The door had been damaged, unknown to us, you know. And one of the little kids who was up there one day, we tell them to stay away from the garage because the door was damaged. And, you know, anyway, one of them went inside, and because you could lift the door up, but it wouldn't shut. It shut, you know, when he'd gone inside. And it was okay. It was no problem. It just needed big people to pull it. Anyway, we noticed this, so we pulled the door open, and we've secured it open now, so it doesn't happen again. So there is a bit of shelter now. And of course, the council have already said, the so-called council anyway, cutthroat barons, really. We've given plenty of opportunity to make amends. They don't choose to. They really don't. So, yeah, they say that, oh, well, we're going to organise a lease and we're going to get it. But, you know, like, again, don't wait for the authority. We didn't. They haven't got any choice, really. You know, it looks like in 50 years' time our children will end up fighting this same cause. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't want that to be my inheritance, you know. I don't want to leave that behind. I don't want people to think back when I'm telling my story. Let them think I'm a crazy man, you know. Let them think that. You know, let them think that we're nuts and we're mad. It won't make any difference. They already think it. But we'll know. We'll know. We did it. We had a go. You know, we're not there to hurt people. We're not there to cause... What was it? I used it a lot. It struck really well with me. You know, like no loss, no harm, no deception and law. But I'm sick of law. I'm sick of it. You see, I've always been a bit of an outlaw. Like I said, I don't go out of my way to hurt people or anything like that. No, no, far from it. I defend myself to the best of my ability, you know. I don't really want to deceive people. Of course, I suppose I was born into a world that that's all it is deceit, lies, cheating. It's a bit difficult not to. So I've been there. And I say, you've got to give this a bit of time. You really have. You've got to give it a bit of time. You've got to give yourself that bit of time. We can all get dragged off by the emotions. Some of them are good emotions. Some of them are bad emotions. Only you know that. Only you know. You can't ask anybody else. You can't say to somebody, I feel like this about this. Am I right? No, it's how you feel. You don't feel right, are you? Good chance it ain't right for you. You can't necessarily think your way out of it. Now, if you grasp what I'm saying here, if you do grasp it, you get what I mean by feeling your way instead of thinking your way. Then I'm going to run with it for you. For the others who are like, what? Then, you know, perhaps you're wasting your time. But for those that do get that idea of, it's not really an idea, neither is it really, but you get my point. If you get me, it's better to feel it than think it. And let's carry on with that. Start feeling it. Because you know, there's nobody here got more authority than you there. You know. You know what feels right. You know what feels wrong. Now, I'm going to suggest something else to you lot. One thing. One more thing. Maybe it's not wrong or right after all. Maybe it's just different. It's only a suggestion. Maybe there isn't any wrong or right. Maybe there's just different. Maybe we've been dragged down that path long enough. Wait. You give it. You give them. You feel us. You feel it. And see how it sits with you. Lee's come back with us, but Sarah, you jump in. We've only got about 15 minutes, so you jump in, Sarah, and Lee, you dive in right behind her. I nearly said dive on her then, but you dive on behind her. You got to be careful, Sarah.
Yeah, I was just totally agreeing with you then. I always try and make decisions. Well, I do always make decisions on how they make me feel and how I feel about them. And you just got to make sure that you, it's how you feel and you're not being overly influenced by what other people are feeling or anything like that. It's got to be your first instinct about what feels right. And that's how people always used to make decisions once upon a time, I'm sure. That's how animals make decisions. It is your basic instinct, isn't it? Your basic intuition and stuff. It's very important to do what feels right. And if it turns out to be something that you don't think is right, it probably is right. It's probably something that you need to learn, a lesson you need to learn, or an avenue you actually needed to go down. So there's no right or wrong, just like what Paul was saying. There you go, Lee.
I just wanted to join in. Yeah, it's right what you're saying. It's just the problem we're coming across. We are a small minority. So many people are just programmed into self and ego beliefs that they can't see past what damage they're doing themselves to the rest of the environment.
Like I say, man, I don't know if everyone's getting it. It's a presumption. We're making I don't know if we are, but I know I've made a big presumption in people do get that currency has been deflated. People are working harder. They're working harder. They're putting more hours in. The ones who have got work, they're getting paid less money. Now, okay, yeah, you might say, oh, well, I'm earning more money than I were in 1985, Bobby. Yeah, but the price of everything has gone up much more. So, you do the little simple maths and you find out you're worse off than what you were, even if you're on a big income. Oh, yeah, I mean, of course, on a bigger income, it's easier to survive than it is on a smaller income. You know, when the pinch comes, you don't feel it so much. But, hey, trust me, wherever you are on this social ladder, that pinch is coming one way or another. I hope it isn't. I hope you don't feel it.
They worked out, I think, if you worked Monday to Friday, you do 220 days a year, and you work 48 of those days is just to pay your income tax.
Yeah, I mean, they did one recently. I mean, was it something like over the board, something like 70-odd% just goes in tax anyway? And that I don't know if it was one child and two parents both working or something like that, or two children, two parents, I don't know. They're eco, perfect family of two children, two adults equals two children, and it used to be a Ford Cortina, 2.2 litre, and a two up, two down terrace, banging it. There we go. Everybody can have a... What happened? I think their plan failed somewhat, Lee. Just slightly. I mean, we are diverse, aren't we? Yep. So I see Robo's put in there. There was there's been quite a bit of fear mongering, hasn't there, last week? Earlier this week. You know, we try and put out positive stuff, and there was the bit of a fluctuation in currencies, and I had a bit of a, what they call a rant. I've listened to it a couple of times, me and a few people have got upset with the manner and the way that I put things. But, you know, I'll stand my ground on this, the same as anybody else. I mean, if you're going to judge me on the way that I say things and you're going to have a problem with the way that I do things, then fuck off. We got it. There you go. Because anyone who's going to take me personal like that, right, then you're the people I were talking to. So that's it. I don't need to give forgiveness to anyone because I don't need to judge them. That's personal for me. So, yeah. If you're offended, then don't do it, and I won't bitch about it. And it's dead simple, isn't it? Any of them people want to kind of, jump back on board with anything we're doing, all of you are always welcome, especially at Ashton Allotment Action, because it's free. We may not be, but that little bit of land still remains there. You know, it's like Carly said earlier on, it's what we do about it. You know, we've got to kind of put this together, and we've got to use the platforms that we're all providing for one another. We don't need to have an hierarchy. If there's no head, where are they going to look? They'll have to come to the root of it, and we'll open our arms and we'll embrace them while they plan. You see, I suspect that they can't germinate like we have. You need to germinate. You don't just clip your fingers and go, oh, that's it, look at that, we're all in utopia. No, 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 no. You need to settle your mind and open up your eye and recognise what's already here, what we're trying to surrender, what we're trying to give up. See what we're running away from. See what we're scared of. Might not be so scary after all. Give it a go. What have we got to lose? Really, what have we got to lose? For me, I'm really buzzed up. I feel like it's been a bit of a rocky ride. We've come through another, like I say, that fear, that bump and that last week, you know, like a big shock from the big media corporations. What do we do? Said it before. We rally round. A few drop off. Yes, I did, Prajna, don't worry about it. You're there, mate. You just drop. He just does it. Yeah, what do? We rally round. There's a prime example. Yeah, we communicate. Prajna says to me, he's hosting it. It's, no, he's not. I'm hosting the call. He's producing it tonight. He's on the server and say, hey, have you, Paul, are you off? So, yeah, mate. All right. There you go. It's not a problem. We move along. One of us backs another one up. We move along. We're good at that. We lose a few. We gain a few. We learn our weaknesses. It's really important. As much as knowing your strength, know your weakness. And I'll tell you something. That most won't bother telling you. Your enemy will strike at your weakest point. Befriend them. Know them. Callie's right. She's bang on. They see us. We see everyone. Embrace them. Embrace your enemy. Learn. And then they will consider us to be their family as well. And there is no enemy. No more enemies. Because every single time we see an enemy, we're accepting a victim. Let's not play that game any longer. It's too black and white. It's a demand. Us and them. Them and us. Perpetrator, victim, nah, demands. It works. Well, at least it works for me. Maybe I've had the time to germinate. I can't say it's been easy. Wow, no, I can't say that. But I'm here. Yep, I'm still here. Still ticking away, still breathing. You know, still doing her stuff. The Dark City's another couple of weeks older. Anyway, talking about that, I do believe, have we got Zach coming up? We might have Zach coming up, we might not have Zach coming up. Hey, it's nonsense, you never quite know. We've got our Vosto standing by to cover him, of course. He's back on, right there. And we've got one of his old shows. He is online. Hey, well, we might be fine. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. It's nonsense. So we got 5 minutes tops. We can play an extra bit of a tune. I do suggest, after Sarah's little speech, though, we do the Truffer telephone jingle, the new one. Because it kind of just fitted right in really well, I thought. But when we have these little chats and we all get together and it's really positive, and thanks for that positive injection again there, Callie, right at the beginning. Oh, no, we've only got 4 minutes left. So that positive injection we have, these, you know, I get that Braveheart. Somebody said it a while ago, I can hear Braveheart. Why can I hear the music from Braveheart? And I'm not really into that. Definitely not into where Mel Gibson's ended up with stuff. But the actual ideology of us standing on a field and fighting other people. I tell you what, let us be the English and the Irish. Let us. So, you know, that positive injection, it's a good thing to run with. It really is. It really is. And that's sometimes all it takes. It takes you to be in that moment, you to be in that space. Take them few deep breaths and stay grounded. Don't get dragged off into that polarity. Because most of the time you'll find out that the demands, it's not. It's not a choice. We've been defending a demand that we were forced into. Give yourself the chance to choose. Go on, Prajna. I can't see it, but hit it whenever you're ready. Unless you all want to say goodbye. Yeah, I'll say goodbye first. Go on, I'll say goodbye. Please do.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. That was a brilliant show. I am delighted with how positive that was and the positive changes that are about to take place in my own life because of it. And cool. Thank you all very much.
It's going to be it's another adventure, and we'll include anyone who wants to be included in the adventure. And the same goes for this radio station. This is what we keep saying. It's not our radio. It's your fucking radio. Get involved with it. It's nice to have all the people in the IRC chat, you know, because they're getting involved. They're getting involved in the community. They're getting to know each other. And this is the thing. Whatever we're doing, it's not just what we're doing. It's all the people we're meeting through doing it. It's all the ideas and creativity that we have. And that kind of thing is what built this radio station so far. And if you get involved, it might build a little bit further as well. Who knows? It might be more than just two or three of us doing juicing and all kinds of
things. Oh, yes. I forgot to mention, thank you very much for the donation. Somebody sent us a third of a Bitcoin, which was just brilliant. Yeah, man. Yeah. That was brilliant. So, yeah, thank you very much for that. It was cool. It was quite unexpected. Really was unexpected at the time, so good thing I wanted to mention that.
I just wanted to add that we want to hear your solutions. So if you're going through anything yourself and you've found solutions for any problems or any issues that you're dealing with, environmental or any on any level, bring in, let us know, so we can all learn together and move forward
most important, Pete.
Good night, and, everyone. Go on, Tran, don't us run over. We don't dare run over, Tran.
Hello and welcome to the Truth Movement Hotline. Press 1 for doom porn. Press 2 for disinformation. Press 3 to suck Satan's cock by monetizing your YouTube videos. Press 4 for direct contact with an agent of the Matrix. Press 5 for alternative media to restrict the cure for cancer. Press 6 to free yourself from the system by writing a letter to the Queen of England. Press 7 to hold an official organized protest. Or press 8 to blame someone other than your own stupid self for the mess this planet is in. Alternatively, tune into Dark City Radio at darkcityradio.co.uk or voice your opinions live on air by calling 0161 298 0298 if you live in the UK, or if you are calling from outside the UK, the number is +44 161 298 0298 or Skype us at Bob's Backyard. This call has been recorded for trading purposes. We have also tracked your IP address, and we have dispatched two agents of the Matrix. They will be with you shortly. Thank you for your cooperation. Have a nice day.